Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And we are finally back.
Back in person, back in real life, real time.
It's been almost a month since we filmed in the studio. Do you realize
that? Has it?
We filmed on April 22nd. It is May 14th.
Wow.
So, I mean, not really a month, but like
almost. Damn, yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, a long time. The longest we've gone without filming. So, yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
It is weird. I know. I do. Like, when I walked in, I was like, ugh.
What?
That pit in my stomach feeling sometimes when I get here.
A little nervy?
Mm-hmm. Always.
I kind of miss it because I was starting to feel like a little bit like a bum.
Really?
Like, low-key, I was like, what is my life for?
I feel like that every day of my life. Even if I am doing everything right in my life, I'm like, yeah. I could be doing more.
I just,
you know, I've always said that though.
I like when we have like film and then we edit and we have hella stuff to do. That's when I feel the best.
Yeah, I'm here for a routine too. My newest routine will be working out because, baby, I am thick. I'm thicker than a Snicker, thicker than a bowl of oatmeal.
Mm, yes.
I am.
Some would call it fat. No, I'm just kidding. JK, please. No body shaming going on. But I feel like there's been so much that's gone on. I don't even know where to start.
Well, let me start with right now, my day.
Okay.
Literally, well, not even my day. Well, just what happened just recently. So we filmed late today. Today it's 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Winter had a lot to do today. Get her eyelashes done. Probably that's it.
I actually did have to get my eyelashes done. I had a lot of other things to do too, though.
No, I know, but you know the running joke of all you got to do is get your eyelashes done. And she's like, I've had a busy day. But they look good, too, by the way. Yeah, she did a good job.
Shout out Babes Unit.
You put on a face. I see it. It's pretty. But so today, literally, I had to run errands, too. But a lot of, like, little weird things have been going on in my complex. Mm-hmm. And I just recently, like, had, like, heard of a story that was kind of just like, oh, that's interesting.
Scary? Terrible?
Yeah, a little within like my complex unit or whatever. So I'm like, okay, whatever, it's
like,
fine.
Like within your community.
Community, within my little community. And we have like little security guards or whatever, which is cool. So, but whatever. So I think this is why I reacted this way. So today, 30 minutes before we just got here, when we said to lock that door, why was somebody beating on my door?
What? Who?
I thought it was originally you. Because, like, it was the key. They were trying to get in through the key, like, with the key. So I'm, like, sitting down still editing the remainder of the footage or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, like, all right, she just want to pop up on me. So I'm going to just let her figure the key out. Like, you know, just go do the key. So they're not getting in with the key. So I'm, like, wait, hold on. I know she's not this stupid. Like, you know how to open up a door. Yeah. So literally I go up and they start banging. And I look and I'm, like, it's this fucking woman. Uh-huh. Just knocking on my door and like and trying to put in her key, and she's looking back, she's looking at the people, she's looking at the number, she's looking at the key, she's knocking on the door, and I'm just like,
are you like, hello, can I help you?
No, I'm not saying anything.
You're trying to act like nobody's home.
I was literally like, no one's here.
You're frozen behind the door.
Like, why I grabbed a knife and was like this.
Trembling with fear.
And I was like, I don't know if I would have reacted this way if I didn't know of certain things that had been like happening that were just a little like freaky deaky within the community a little bit. I don't know. I probably would have been like, wrong door.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? But I was so scared. I was like, is she trying to kill me?
Right. No, literally. Is
she a
psycho?
It was so insane to me. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, that is very interesting. But I feel like they want to know about what's been going on for the month, too. Like, what have we had going on?
I wasn't saying that was my whole day. I mean, that wasn't my whole thing. But I'm just saying what happened to me today.
Yeah, no, that is crazy. I would be personally terrified. You know, exactly. I'm scary as hell, so.
Right? I was like, oh, my God, that's crazy.
Yeah. Also, speaking of editing the footage, guys, I know y'all been on us about that Patreon footage. But we have finally put it together. We're going to edit it and get it up there for you guys by tomorrow. So
yeah, it will be there. We were waiting on footage from other people too. It just wasn't adding up to what it should have been.
It definitely wasn't.
Yeah,
but overall, the trip to Japan, it was great. We loved Japan. We haven't even told them how we feel about it.
Oh yeah,
we haven't been back.
I love Japan. I think Japan was really beautiful. I thought it was really. I know you're gonna hate when I say this.
What?
It reminded me of New York.
Oh, I know. You said that to me like five times.
I said it like a million times because I couldn't get over the fact that how like, you know how when you have this like certain expectation for it, mind you, there were certain parts It's not like New York at all, not in the slightest, but like the architecture, the business, the buildings, things like that remind me of New York.
You mean in Tokyo? You're talking about in Tokyo.
In Tokyo. Yeah, yeah, in Tokyo for sure. And even in Kyoto, Kyoto, it was the same thing. Like, remember, we thought that we were going to go to like a older version of like, I don't know, something that was like, you know.
Like the more countryside.
Yeah, but it was still the same exact thing. Like the buildings, like it's way cleaner. It's beautiful out there. It smells nicer. Mm-hmm. Like the people are nicer. Like, and that's another thing. Don't mean to sound. I didn't know what to expect. I really didn't. Yeah. I thought that it would be like more like they're just very timid and quiet and cute and quaint.
I don't even think they're timid. I think that they're just so respectful out there.
And to themselves.
Like,
yeah.
Like the big thing out there in Japan, which I've already been known this, but like they really take other people into consideration. And like they're, if you're out in public, they're not going to be loud. They're not going to be staring you down. They're not going to be in your business. They're going to mind their business.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why, like, even while we were out there, like, I didn't even want to make too much noise because I've seen so many videos of being like, don't be the loud, dumb American. Don't be the loud, dumb American. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, I don't want to be out here like going crazy and having these people look at me side eye, like, you know, shut your damn mouth. Like, they don't even like if you like eat and walk. Like, no trash cans on the street.
Okay, that was annoying to me. There was no trash on the streets for one.
Well, we found out why.
Because
they had like a string of bombings in the trash cans. And I guess they like got crazy, rid of public trash cans like forever.
Like 1990s. Yeah, so it's like, been like that forever.
Yeah. So you literally, if you have some trash with you, you keep it with you.
You have to hold it for like blocks at a time.
But it's so freaking, like, it's amazing because these people have so much discipline. Even children, teenagers, doesn't matter who. So much discipline to not just be littering on the ground. Yeah. If we didn't have no trash cans out here, our streets would be worse than they are.
Filled with
people
trash.
Even here, like, they don't even put stuff in the trash now and we got them.
And literally, they'll put it right next to it. And we noticed that there's no homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
So there, we literally looked. I was like, wait, this is insane. There's like not one. I think
we saw
one
homeless person.
And it was a woman.
No, he was a man.
He had long hair, right?
He had long toenails.
I'm crying.
He did. I was like, ooh.
So we Googled that too. We were like, there's like an absolute not a homeless population at all
and
in Japan.
I was asking Rhythm, I was like, why is that? Like, why is there no people, no homeless people? And she was like, because they take care of their people. Like, it don't matter, like, if you're sick or crazy or on drugs, like, you gonna have something or somewhere, some type of resources for you. Like, and it's just crazy, like, just thinking about how, like, I know what a lot of people think, like, Japan, they think, oh my God, they're just so high-tech advanced, and they are hella high-tech advanced.
That's what I did think.
They are hella high-tech advanced, but they're more advanced as people just internally. And I'm like, God, we are pathetic. Like, it's actually sad.
Yeah. I wonder how it is in Africa.
I've been. To me, when I went to Nigeria in 2017, and it was actually crazy because I was out there with hella rich people, but they don't have a middle class.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it would be like, I'm with hella rich ass people, spending hella money, throwing hella money, like doing all this very luxurious stuff.
Yeah.
And then you go outside and it's like, oh my God, like, it looks third worldy. Like, it looks like some shit. And it's like, how is the jump so different? It was just like, there's just like not a middle class or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I did not enjoy Nigeria, but not because of that. I really don't mind that, but because, like, as soon as I landed, like, they have hella power outages.
Yeah.
Like, the water was yellow. I had an allergic reaction. I almost died.
Oh, damn.
Like, it was just, I was like,
wait, to the, like, the running water or the water that
no,
you
the
drink?
Running water. No, oh, the running okay. water. And, like, I was just like, nah, like, this is just not it for me. I want to go to Ghana, though. I want to see how I like Ghana, but
I want to go to, it's the tea one. The one that's supposed to be, I forget the name of it, Tanzania.
Oh,
I would love to go to Tanzania, yeah.
Really? I've never even, like, seen anything of Tanzania. So
Bijan had her, you know,
Sabrina lives
there. Bijan had her honeymoon there.
Oh, I remember her seeing going to Tanzania.
And Sabrina literally, technically, like, lives there half the year. Yeah, so she always posts about it. And it's like, it looks so beautiful. I just love that, like, the culture around it. You know what I'm saying? They're around it all. But I did enjoy Tokyo. I really did. I thought it was beautiful. I loved the different culture and experiencing it. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would say for the most part, when I say New York, it just reminded me of it from, like, the buildings
how
and architecture.
Looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was no comparison.
I mean, I think their architecture is even way better than New York, though. Because we saw some cool-ass buildings, and I was like, whoa, like, this is gorgeous. Like, I don't know. It was just the biggest shocker. I think the biggest thing to me was how clean the street was.
Yeah, me too. The biggest thing was how
clean. And the cars.
And how quiet it is. Mm-hmm. It's extremely quiet there.
Yes.
Even if it's, like, a crowded,
a crowd.
Like, room full of people, it's still, like, extreme. Everyone's like,
Yeah, it's like there's no loud shit. Like,
we imagine me in a place like that, you guys.
She was like, she was like Godzilla. No,
that was not.
Her tall ass, you know, she was taller than everybody.
I would talk to anybody, obviously, because I'm a talker. When it would be like, shh, don't talk to. I'm like,
no.
First of all, I had a whole conversation with this lady on the train just by using our phones, and we had a good time. And her husband ended up chiming in, and he was talking to me as best as he could. But I like talking to people.
Bro,
they didn't
we were
mind.
On the train, and Shy goes like this to a random man, and puts the camera in his
face.
That
is not true.
I said, "Don't do that." Oh,
he didn't. I was not like that. I was just like this, trying to show.
Bitch, she was this close to this man's face. And I'm like, "Oh my god, please, like, don't do that."
I'm crying.
But no, it was great. It was amazing. Actually, since we've gotten back, I've been looking into like moving abroad. I've been like, would I want to move and live in Spain? Would I? And I'm just like, I really think that it made me hate America. And keep in mind, I have traveled all over the world. Japan is the only place where I've been like, we are pathetic and I don't want to be here anymore. Like, our healthcare shit, our government's trash, our inflation is fucking ridiculous. It's disgusting. It's filthy. Our homeless population gets no care, gets no attention. Like, it's just like, what? Like, I also saw a TikTok video today that was like, everybody has always been sold the American dream, the American dream, the American dream. And like, I don't feel like that's a thing anymore. Like, it just really is not. Like, until I went there, I didn't realize like, we really are on bullshit, bro. Yeah. Like, we're not the American dream anymore.
You know what's crazy? A lot of people leave America for, like, a lot of people have been leaving. Like, Clark, she don't want to come back.
Yeah.
She genuinely does not want to come back. She's just like, there's no point. She's like, she's like getting her, working to get her visa right now. And she's just like, I just need to be somewhere else because I didn't realize how big this world was until I really just like left and tried to figure something else out there. Like, imagine work. I mean, I don't know. I could see it as well. I wouldn't mind being somewhere else, like maybe in like Europe or somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like a little bit more.
I think that I would do Spain. I like how Spain like lives their life. They're very like chill and calm and just like, you know, take it day by day, and it's hella pretty. But I really would live in Japan though. I'm not gonna lie. I would love to live there. Like,
I feel like the only thing that would be confusing for me, because, you know, what we were saying too was that, like, you know, I rode the transit system. Like, we did all that. So, like, the only the thing that we would be confusing is not being able to read them words.
Oh, yeah. And like, I don't feel like I'll be able to learn how to read it. I know. I feel like I could learn how to speak some stuff, but actually reading the symbols, even Rhythm was like, she can only read up to a third grade level in Japanese, but she could speak Japanese fluently. Like, that shit is hard. Yeah.
It is hard. So. And Rhythm would like let us, you'll see on like the vlog, but Rhythm would like let us go through the language barrier with
and
them.
We'd be
and
like,
then Rhythm, speak up. And then she'd be like, and I'm like,
no, literally.
Just do it when we first get here.
Right. I'm like, why are you letting like us be, we'd be like, no, we mean this. And then Rhythm's just standing there like this. And we're like, girl, if you don't talk to these people.
But
like,
I think what it is, when you don't look like the rest of them, you want to see how they're going to react to you first and what they're going to say without you knowing that someone can understand.
Because on one of the days, we caught somebody talking shit. Me and Rhythm were out shopping, and we're walking in front of these two boys. And it's like a crowded area, but there's these two boys behind us. And a freaking pigeon, like, flies in front of us. And we scream, and we're like, oh, my God. Like, it, like, and she's scared of birds. So we over here, like, freaking out laughing. And then the guy behind us in Japanese is like, oh, you're scared of the bird, and we're scared of y'all. And Rhythm didn't say nothing. And then her the friend was like, oh, I think she understands you. And she turned around and she was like, yeah, I do understand you in Japanese. Ooh, and he was like, ooh.
That's such a flex to me. That is such a flex.
Such a flex.
Oh, I would love to do that.
Such a flex.
What movie was that where that girl threw a knife at the girl eating the apple and was like, she understood the Spanish in the elevator? I think it was Rush Hour 2.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, like that's hella like cool to me. Like, yeah, so I can get why she would do it. But like, when we needed help, when we needed direction, she would just be in the corner like.
Right, like, girl, step on up. It's your time to shine. No, but yeah, it was a good time, but I'm happy
like
to get on track.
I feel like I want to go to like China next, because I feel like she said that was like go to see the Great Wall. She said that was like an extremely different thing, like more of a culture shock too.
I'm being honest, I don't really care to go to China.
I want to see the Great Wall. I heard there's a little slide that you go down.
Really? That's
it's
cute.
Pretty cool, pretty interesting.
I've never had a urge to go to China. I just really not. I feel like it's going to be too crowded. I'm not really into it.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we went to like different parts too. So it was pretty cool to see like different parts and like ride the transit system, ride the train. We went to Harajuku. And
Harajuku, we went to Kyoto, we went to all kinds of shit.
Yeah, it was cool.
But yeah, it was cool. That's our little update. But watch the vlog on the Patreon. As we said, it's going to be up tomorrow when this episode is up. So actually, yeah, it's up today. So please go check it out. But yeah, do we want to get into the social media question of the weeky?
So the social media question of the week was, let me find it for y'all. I don't know what's been going on with my service lately.
Why did this dance? People do this dance on TikTok. It's something very shoulderly. I don't know what it is though. They've been like this. I think it's something like Ethiopian.
All I remember is what's the one saying, Kylie Jenner, I'm coming for you.
What?
Or something like that. So Kiki Palmer asked, I just wanted to know this. What's worse, being cheated on or never knowing that you were cheated on? So before we get into the episode, we want to shout out our sponsor for today, Via Hemp.
Yes, we do. And Via Hemp, we've been actually using these products for a little bit now. I think about 2 months for me. And I've been using their CBD gummies before bedtime, which they have so many options, you guys. They have things with THC, without THC. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, especially for me because I am a CBD lover.
Yeah,
I've been doing it every night before bed. It's been helping me get my rest. Nice, long, cozy slumber. I couldn't ask for anything more. They have amazing flavors. They have easy shipping, and they make sure they get to your door.
Yeah, they are. And they're actually really good, too. Like, you know, I've tried other brands before, and, like, the flavor just isn't there. Like, it always goes well, and it honestly helps me with the restlessness, especially because the summer is approaching, and I'm just, like, I feel like I'm doing so much now. I just need to, like, I just need a little extra, like, help relaxing. I love them. They are great flavors, made with vegan and organic ingredients, is the only lifestyle hemp brand. They also have zero THC products, and their products range from 0 mg to 100 mg of THC. If you're 21 plus, be sure to check out the link to Via in our description and use the code BEHINDTHELIKES to receive 15% off. After you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Enhance your everyday experience with Via Hemp.
Being cheated on. What do you mean?
It's the same thing, right?
I mean, yeah, it's the same shit, but not really, because you don't. What's worse? You don't care if you don't know.
You don't care if you don't know. But you know what I was thinking? It's the not knowing that gets people sometimes. It's like, you know, like the relationship ended and it was shit, and then you find out years later that they cheated, and then you're like, that's why it was like that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I personally don't, I really don't want to know, but I mean, I don't know. Now that I'm in a relationship with somebody who is so honest, like, I mean, I guess I'm happy, but it's like, don't tell me nothing if we're not going to break up.
Yeah. Honestly, that song, I don't want to know.
Literally.
If you play, like, I have been that. I'm like, I really genuinely do not want to know. Don't bring
I mean,
that
just
shit
break
to my
up
door.
With me before you go cheat.
Yeah,
like, just break
I agree.
Up with
I agree. I,
go
I
cheat.
Feel the exact same way. And honestly, though, I don't ask questions that I don't want to know the answer to. And I know a lot of people do that. I am not that type of person. If I don't want to know, I will be completely oblivious to it. I will not ask the question. I will not be like, I'm not trying to put two and two together and end up getting eight and now I'm fucking dead, you know? I don't know.
I mean, to me, like, I will kind of be like, I've been having a feeling in my stomach. Is there anything I need to know about?
Yeah, and that's, I remember we talked about this before. That's the worst part to me. Right. It's just like now, like, I feel like sometimes people need that validation once they find out that they're being cheated on. You know
like,
what I'm saying?
Like what validation?
Like the validation of like, I wasn't going crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't crazy. All of these things that you did, because you know people have, and I'm not going to say people because men and women cheat, not me, of course, not black women, but you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying people do cheat, and so that it's like they'll give this illusion that like, no, you're just crazy. You're
right.
going crazy.
Gaslighting
you're doing these
you.
Things, gaslighting you. And it's just like, no, all of these things. Like, I'm sometimes, that's why I'm like, that's why I thought of that question, because I was like, when it's happened to me, I'm like, I kind of needed that validation because I will feel like I'm going insane.
Yeah.
Like everything, like I'm like, maybe I am crazy. Maybe I am insecure. Maybe I am overreacting when I'm so far from insecure. You know what
I mean,
I'm saying?
Yeah. I think that I've just dealt with like such crazy cheaters that like now you can't really get shit past me. I know every trick, every wrong move, every single thing. Like I'd be on it. And like, I feel like even when I was still dating, I knew when any energy shift would happen, anything was a little
bit
aware
of the shift.
I was very aware because like I'm just so hip to it, like you know, I had to be very hip to it. I used to have such a cheating ass man. I would go in that man's house, put my finger on the floor and go like this. And if I picked up a hair, there was this one girl he used to cheat on me with. She had curly hair, but she would get it straightened sometimes. So I would see if it was the maid's hair or the bitch hair. And I would run that bitch under the water to see if it curled up. Just like that. And if
smart.
Yeah, and if it was, yeah, that's your ass.
Oh my God.
What?
I found, so my one of my exes or whatever, I have found a long hair that was the color of mine, but it was straight. Mm-hmm. And he had gassed the hell out of me. Uh-huh. And he was just like,
why don't you run it under the water?
I didn't think of that. That is so smart.
Girl, I used to do so much crazy shit. Like, I would not play none of those games.
When did I flat iron my hair?
Right. And it was just hard too, because it was like, he did have housekeepers coming in and out of like his room and stuff. So like, obviously, but the ladies were like freaking Spanish girls or some shit. Yeah. So it was like, you know, whatever. But, oh my God, speaking of, I remember one time, bro, it was fucking Valentine's Day. I go link him. I walk into his room. He's in there. I kid you not. He's in there. His little sister and a friend or something are sitting in the room, right? Mm-hmm. And I look by his, like, he had like a lamp, and there's a used condom sitting right next to the lamp.
How you rifling? Like, and open up, used.
Used, nutted in and all, bro. And I was like, what the? And I pointed out to him, and he like snatched it up hella quick, because obviously like he has people around. And once they leave, I said, your trifling is you got some shit out in front of your fucking little sister, like blah, blah,
that
blah.
Is so trifling.
And he was like, that's not mine. That's my.
Who's it for?
He was saying that his sibling was in his room or some shit. Ended up lying. Ended up sleeping with a girl, obviously, on Valentine's Day. Whatever. Before I went to have Valentine's Day with him.
You kept it very calm while his family was around.
Yeah, of course. I mean, what am I going to do? Flash out and act like a freaking lunatic in front of people's family? Like, I can't.
I remember one time I have found a box of condoms around. Like, I was. The guy that I was dealing with wasn't at his house, so I was still, I was there hosting with his family or whatever, because he was still at work, and found a box of condoms in, like, the literal, like, the, where I'm looking for the card game. Uh-huh. And mind you, it's a junk drawer.
Right.
But I'm like, and his brother was right behind me. Uh-huh. So when I found the condoms, I was like.
Right.
I wasn't going to say nothing about it. I wasn't going to say nothing at all. Mind you, his brother texting him. Yo, she found some.
Really?
Literally text him already ahead of time. He wasn't supposed to tell me that, but I ended up finding it out anyways.
I'm crying.
But you know.
Not his brother saw you see it and freeze up. Like, and freeze up and try to be like, it's cool, but
and look,
no.
And look, literally. And I had to, so I was just like, oh, I'm sure he's old. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know, so I'm trying to like just be cool the whole time. I'm still hosting his family.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm still like, you know, doing the most, you know, ordering pizza, doing all these things. Whole time I'm hot.
Right.
I am pissed.
Oh my God, no.
I was like, I even counted the condoms in front of
his
brother.
Oh, I do that. What? I do that. Yeah. I found those in my boyfriend's freaking closet too when, you know, when we first started dating, whatever. Best believe I counted them up.
Exactly.
And don't let one be missing, bitch.
Don't let one.
You don't need to lend out shit.
Exactly. And throw them away at this point. No, don't have no condoms in there.
The fuck is that noise? Anyways.
Things have been scaring me lately.
Right. I thought they were shooting outside. No, yeah. I mean, definitely crazy things, crazy times.
Crazy
oh, my
times.
God.
I don't, bro, I'm telling
you. Too much. I'm having flashback PTSD. I like the feelings of getting cheated on. Oh, my God. I hope I never go through it again.
The phone calls.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I hope I never go through that again, bro. I used to be heartbroken, bro. I remember one time I was so heartbroken that I had to lean over the toilet and sit over the toilet and throw up.
Yeah.
Literally, because I was that sick, literally physically ill off of how bad a boy was breaking
my
heart.
I had my first anxiety or pain. I've never experienced one until I found out that I was that I was cheating. I had never experienced something like that. I didn't know. I thought I was dying. Mm-hmm. I literally felt faint. Like I was walking from the couch crying to my bedroom to cry. Yeah. So I literally, like, in the middle, I almost fainted. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I had to call Winter and was like, I don't want to be by myself in this moment because I'm scared that I might fucking die, hit my head, and, like, just die.
So dramatic.
That's what I thought, because literally the TV console was right there, and I literally almost hit it.
No, I definitely feel that. And, like, that's why I think that just for everybody watching, like, don't cheat. If you're going to be in a relationship, be in the relationship. Yeah. And if you want to cheat, just leave. Just break up. Just
leave
break
the relationship.
Up.
Honestly, and especially as a to me, as an adult, there is nothing that I want more than my own person, my own individual person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing I want more. There's nothing in me that even, like, it really becomes, when you really love somebody, I'm obsessed. You know, mm-hmm. I've been obsessed. But like, it's really like a tunnel vision. It's mm-hmm. such a different feeling. It is a tunnel vision. And that's why I'm like, there's this other question that goes around. It's just like, if you really love somebody, you wouldn't cheat on them, or you can't, mm-hmm. you wouldn't cheat on them. And a lot of people are like, no, you can love people and still cheat.
I don't think you could be in love.
Exactly. I think you could love someone, but I don't think you could be in love to actually cheat, because it would really break my heart knowing that I'm doing this to someone else that I love. You know what I'm saying?
No, the times that like I don't even think I've ever, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, me neither. Not now anyways. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just don't be a freaking dog, all right?
Yeah, don't be a dog. Don't
and honestly, if you're dealing with a man who keeps on cheating on you, please just leave. Like, seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't believe in get back either.
Nah, fuck that. That's just...
I genuinely don't.
Leave is the get back. Just leave is the get back.
Especially, and honestly...
Yeah, no.
Especially when you, like, level up. I've always leveled up in relationships. Every single time, I do way better. I remember Bijan told me that. She was like, you literally... Started a business, did all this, like, you know what I'm saying? Just little things happen.
I understand if, like, you're in a relationship and some, like, I don't know, like, if you or your partner, like, fucks up once and is like, damn, I fucked up, it's okay. We do learn. We do make mistakes, whatever. But, like, if you are just full-blown cheating or your partner's just full-blown cheating, like, what is the purpose?
Like, going back and forth is crazy. Like, what is the purpose? Yeah, I agree. What is the purpose at that point?
Honey, okay, let's get into some of the topics, because there are a few that I actually do want to talk about. The teacher getting fired for letting the students unbraid his hair. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there is a TikTok video going around of a teacher, a young, attractive black teacher. He was letting his female students unbraid his hair. Mm-hmm. I guess he said he had a hair appointment at the end of class or the end of school or whatever the case may be. Look, take this shit out. Me as a teacher, for sure. 100%. 100%. I get it. Nah, but.
She made me up. I got a hair appointment at 3.
Can you cut my weave out? Nah, but. Okay. I'm not going to lie. When I first saw the video, before I saw any of the controversy, I was like, I kind of looked at it a little side eye. But then I was just like, eh, whatever. You know, I don't know. Maybe they're in detention and he's like, take my hair down. I don't know. I do remember being in school and growing up, and it's like kind of like there was cool teachers, mm-hmm. like, you know, that you can have like a personal friendship with, not like texting, calling, going over to the crib or anything like that, but just like, you know, oh, that's the cool teacher. Yeah, I'll take down your hair. I don't really think it's that deep, but then I guess he had like got in trouble for this, got fired, or like got put on administrative leave or something. And then he ends up going on live and he's like, well, yeah, like we are best friends. And I know he's probably just saying it like, you know, as like a, yeah, like these are my besties. Like I'll be with them. But then he said they've even texted him. And I was like, why you got them children number?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just like, it's just a matter of a boundary. But also I feel like, damn, y'all really got that man fired. Like, that's that really was too fucking much. And, like, I just hate to say it, but it's like the internet is so fucking full of hypocrites. It's like, protect black men, protect black women. And then it's like, as soon as they do one fucking thing, it's like, turn on them and fucking ruin this man's whole career and whole everything over him getting his hair unbraided. Like, I think that shit was too far. It's not like he's like a fucking abuser or something.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I think it was a boundary cross, but I think that the how he's getting treated on the internet is just too far.
Yeah. I can understand what you're saying for sure, but when I first seen it, I automatically was like, it wasn't even a side eye for me, it was like inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
To me, automatic inappropriate, because I could imagine, I put myself in like a mother's shoe, seeing her daughter unbraid a man's hair. And you know women, I mean, and you know girls at that age are extremely impressionable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what's crazy? I just watched this Netflix show. Movie with Jenna Ortega. It's called Miller's Girl or whatever.
Oh,
and
I haven't seen that yet.
It's
but
pretty
I know
good.
She falls in love with the teacher,
she
right?
She falls in love with the teacher, and she ends up like damn near taking him to court over this illusion in her head.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and he fed into it for sure, 1,000%. Cross boundaries, but it could be the same exact thing. I immediately was like, I would not want to see my daughter taking down a grown-ass man's hair.
Like, no, I definitely wouldn't either. I would be like, okay, like let's tighten up the boundary. But like also it's like, damn, y'all out here acting like this man is a fucking pedophile.
Yeah, exactly. So I was about to say, so now literally I wouldn't take it as extreme as firing him. I don't think the man should have lost his job. I think for sure he should have been reprimanded. But in the same sense, nobody wants to like be around these badass kids. So y'all are taking the few good teachers that they do have left who are building these relationships.
Yeah.
that should have a little bit more boundaries, who are building these relationships with these children. Mm-hmm. And you're firing them for things like this. When there are other teachers that don't care about this job, yeah. that are only for the paycheck that they do right. have, and they're not even nearly as like yeah. active or able to like approach students in a way that they can understand. Yeah. So it's like, I understand both aspects of it. And then I understand the social media aspect of it as well, of like, first of all, teachers don't get paid. They get paid pennies on a dollar. Mm-hmm. They, and a lot of their resources, they have to pay for themselves. A lot of the supplies, they have to pay for themselves. So it's like, I can understand in the same sense, him wanting to be on social media, being a social media, like we get to mm-hmm. see these teachers in their element, and we love them and right. we support them. And like, you know, they're trying to make an income off of that as well.
Right.
Because obviously everybody knows a teacher's salary isn't supportive. So it's just like, I think that like the lines got crossed, the boundaries got crossed, and I feel like I can see both aspects of it.
Yeah.
But for sure, I think he was poking his chest out a little too hard and not understanding right. that.
And not even just that. I feel like I could understand the frustration. Like, you know, I could understand the frustration. Obviously, this is a man who has probably never been attacked online before.
Yeah.
So he's getting attacked online. He loses his job. And people are making these crazy ass claims towards him about who he is as his character yeah. as if they know him. Yeah. So I could understand a little bit of the crashing out online. Like, mm-hmm. y'all got me fucked up. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. They are my friends. And yeah. Okay. So what?
First
I
of
did
all,
let them break my
your,
hair.
Little kids are not your friends.
Yes. They're not your friends.
You're not their peer.
They're not your friends. But I'm sure yeah. he's like saying this shit out of frustration, and then people are taking yeah. nitpicking. Oh, we could say this. Oh, this is yeah. weird. Because you know how the internet is. And yeah. it's like, it's a quick and easy place to crash out. Trust me, I done did it. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, I understand from the perspective, and I just feel bad that that man had to lose his whole ass yeah. job over this
I don't
shit.
Think he should have lost his job over it. I really do feel bad about that too, but I definitely immediately was like,
yeah, I mean, I immediately kind of was like, am I tripping or yeah. whatever? But then I was like, whatever. It's just social media is a weird fucking place anyways. Yeah, exactly. You know, people like, what are boundaries these days on social media? It's yeah. like, people, like, you don't know what's appropriate and what's not appropriate because everybody puts every fucking thing on there. Like, you know, and it's like, I get it. It is inappropriate. Don't do it. Obviously, these are students. These are not your kids. But it's like, I'm sure the lines got blurred for him. Obviously, we see all these other teachers putting all kinds yeah. of shit online. So,
did you have a fine teacher back in, like, in any of your schools?
No.
I had one.
I'm sure I did, but I was not fast like you.
I didn't say that I was braiding his hair and touching it like that. He was short too. If anybody know North and Northeast High, and first of all, this was in middle school too. Like these are some young.
Oh wait, no, I had a fine principal one time.
Oh my God, my principal was hideous.
Really?
Oh my God.
I had a fine principal one time.
No, was it? I forget. His name was Mr. Brown, and he was like a coach teacher, and he was also.
He could see this.
So what?
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's
but
mean.
No, he also, he was, no, I'm not saying. No, I said the principal was ugly.
I thought you were talking about how ugly the principal
no.
was. I was like, damn, that's mean.
No. If you went to Northeast, you know which one I'm talking about. but no, the teacher was hella fine. And like, he was just cool, but he was like serious about what he taught. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't play, like, you know, if you go to his math class, he taught like algebra 2 or something. You know, if you went there, you like, you're not like a different, you he different from coach outside to like the algebra teacher inside. Mm-hmm. Like, don't play around.
Yeah.
Don't sit down, do your shit and be done. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it's just like, you got to know those boundaries when you do things like that. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right. Yeah, no, I do 100% agree though. I mean, I definitely had teachers growing up where it was like, you know, kind of, there were teachers who were hella friendly with the kids, not in a weird sexual yeah. way, just in a, they think they the homie. They, yeah. they're younger, so mm-hmm. and they're closer in age to the kids.
And he was younger, yeah.
They feel like they on social media too, like not my generation, because we yeah. didn't have really social media till high school, but like, you know, they think they could be down and they could be cool and they could be a part of the T. Like, back the fuck up and be the fucking adult.
Another math teacher from my school married the girl that was in the same class as me a few years later.
That's
very
disgusting.
Weird.
That is very fucking weird. Mm-hmm. That is very weird. Ew.
I know.
Married?
Right? Married.
I'm sorry. That is
He was
so
also,
funny.
He was like a student teacher. So he was like hella young too. Though.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. School just in general scares me. Like, I'm scared to send my kids to school because there's perverts and because there's school shootings and yeah. because they're not going to learn shit anyways. Did you know that the kids can't read no more?
They don't even do cursive no more.
They can't read no more. Like, it's like actually like a real thing going on within the schools that they are not really like holding kids back the way that they should. And they're mm-hmm. just putting them through with no math skills, no reading skills, no nothing.
Because these kids are horrible. Like, I mean, I'm sorry. All these, I'm sure not every kid is like that. Not every school is like that. But all these videos that I see are like literally yeah. horrendous of like kids slapping teachers. Bro, I would be.
Oh my God.
I would square the hell up with a kid.
Look, I don't give a about this job.
And especially if my mom or someone I love was a teacher. Oh my God, please believe I'm going up to that school and beating everybody ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to jail because I saw a teacher get her ass beat by some student and literally got her leg broken in the fight. Oh my God. When I tell you, I will mop her little ass.
And these little kids, if y'all, I don't know what age y'all are at watching this, that shit is not cool. That is never cool to do.
Hell no.
Like I would like when
I'm over here tripping thinking about it. Like these little kids insane. They're so disrespectful.
I seen this on social media. I seen this guy slap his grandmother. I was like, oh my God. Slap the shit out of her.
How old was he?
Like young. Like young enough to know young but old enough to know better. I was like, oh my God, you slapping granny. You know, just love that granny.
Right. Speaking of getting beat up, what about what about the guy who apparently beat up the girl daddy, the 7-year-old girl daddy? Jumped. He jumped the
him
daddy.
And his brothers.
Yeah, jumped the daddy because I guess the little girl had been bullying his daughter.
I respect an alliance. I'm just kidding.
Bro, apparently he got an alliance with the devil because he got on a Masonic chain. And people were talking about that. And I was like, what is that? No, but I don't know. I don't like all that sucker shit. Like, he's over here like, yeah, we jumped him. And yeah, a little kid had to see her daddy again. And then you come on online bragging about it. Like, yeah, sir, like, you're going to prison.
Yeah,
that's
you're
illegal.
Going to jail. Like, I feel like this clout grab lately is just insane. Like, I don't even agree. Like, I don't know how it feels to be a parent and seeing your child get bullied and beat on every single day. So yeah. I wouldn't be able to.
I mean,
like,
why couldn't you just fight the daddy by yourself? Just beat his ass. You big.
Yeah, be like, let's square up. You know what I'm saying? But you do shit like that behind closed doors. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't even understand sometimes when parents show, like, the punishment that they give into the child.
Right.
I feel like a lot of those things, I'm like, sometimes you get yourself in more trouble by putting it out into the universe, into the internet. Like, if I were to commit a crime, not even my best friend would know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be completely honest and transparent. I will not tell a soul if I committed a crime. And that's how you get away with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all gotta really get past this social media shit.
Right, doing so much for social media.
Yeah, and I want to clickbait and clout.
Nothing is cute about jumping people, but if you got to do it in secrecy.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Like, that's
and
it.
And he didn't have to jump that man.
He didn't have to
and
jump that
man. And then now that girl
man.
Might have to go to a little therapy, seeing her dad get beat. She probably ain't going to respect him from this, so he's going to be like, go clean your room. She's going to be like, bitch, you clean it. You know what I'm saying? You never know what can come from that.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It is what it is. I mean, I'm sad that the little girl was getting bullied, but like, he couldn't tell her to go beat her ass. Like, somebody, like, go smack that little girl.
Like my sister.
I would do that. I'm sorry, I would do that. If my child was getting bullied, I would say, go fight her and beat her ass.
Did you see recently this woman just died from literally getting shot at because she let, getting shot because she did what you just said to do.
Really? She was like, literally. Go beat her ass.
Go beat her.
She's bullying me?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if it was bullying. I don't know what the extent of it was, but the mother passed
away.
I'm not
going to make my kid fight. Like, if it's like, oh, some girls came to the house to fight. No, we're not going outside to fight. You don't know what nobody got. But if you at school and somebody keeps picking on you, beat their ass.
I'm not going to lie. So somebody was picking on me for 3 days in 10th grade. And
for 3 days, it was 3 days and 3 nights.
3 days, and I was new there, and I was so adamant about like not, you know, what I'm saying? I'm new there, like I don't know nothing, like you know what I'm saying, like I don't want to have to like fight, you know, I don't want to have to, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to do this.
Right.
She was picking on me for 3 days and 3 nights, and like I don't know why I did nothing to this.
What
girl.
Was
I
she was just, saying? What was she saying?
She was just like,
I'm tall, a, lanky
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, she was saying no, stuff like that. No, that was
for real?
That was all Amber. That's what she would do. No, I'm
what
kidding.
Say that to you?
I never told you about the first time me and Amber met.
No.
I did tell you this story.
Amber used to bully you?
No, Amber never bullied me.
Oh.
Nobody ever bullied me. But like, no, the first day. So Amber is one of my close friends. I've known her since I was in 10th grade.
Sorry, your whole story just got cut off. You don't even have to go off track, baby boy.
You made me go
I
off
know,
track.
I'm sorry. Go back on but, track about your 3 days.
No, but I'm going to tell y'all how I met Amber now since we're here. So Okay, so I'm going to tell y'all. So literally the first day. So it's literally first period. This is my first day in this new school. Like, and it was like a school system that I remember I told you the school that I went to was predominantly white and they transferred damn near all the black people to a school that was like 45 an hour outside in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my first day there. And obviously I'm this height. I'm 5'11", and while people in high school are still like 5'2", you know what I'm saying? So I was towering over everybody, and all I hear in the back of the crowd, damn, that's a tall ass bitch. I turn around, it's Amber.
Oh. I'm crying. Look, and now we're besties.
And now we're besties. But literally, I turned around and I was just like, okay, Ann? Okay. And she was like, I ain't saying, I'm just saying. So I was like, okay. But Amber's been like this her entire life, has not changed at all. And we've been the same since then. And like, I've been friends with her since. Sometimes the best way to be my friend is insult me.
But I do it every day.
Exactly. Literally, I don't know why I love pain. But
no, because people really be confused. They be like, why do y'all talk to each other like that? Yeah. I'm like, it's just our love language.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. But no, so the girl was bullying me. So I just came from to this new school. And she was like, I don't know, just mean. And she was like, I'm going to beat your ass, tall bitch. Like, we rode the same. Like, literally.
Excuse me.
I was just like, why do you want to fight me? I was like, I don't even literally know you. And mind you, she was a senior.
Yeah.
So I'm in 10th grade. She's a senior. And so I'm just like, I don't know you. She was like, all right, today, you're getting your ass whooped. So literally my mom was never at home. She was home that day. Me and all my friends went home to like change or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we went
to go for the fight.
To go to the fight. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, I can't do this no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just got to square up with her. I just got to square up. So we change. I go home. My mom's like, oh, what are y'all doing? I'm like, we going to the park. We all hype. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm Vaseline'd up.
Razor blade under my tongue.
So we go to the park. I beat her ass.
Boop,
bop, boop, bop, bop. It was on YouTube somewhere. It's gone now. But
I'm crying.
Literally beat her ass. Like, I was talking. I was like, bitch, you a senior. I'm a sophomore, and I'm beating your ass. Like, I was like that on top of her, beating her ass.
I'm crying.
Or whatever. And then one of my homegirls, she had fought like two girls. And like, it was like a whole like fight whole fest thing at the park.
Look, that sounds fun. I miss those days.
I know.
When people used to fight.
So when I get home, I told my mom, and she was like, what? What did it? She was so mad at me. She started, my mom always cried for everything. She started crying and was just like, I didn't know I raised daughter that did things like this.
I'm crying.
I'm like, girl, everybody get in a fight. I was like, it would have been different if I lost, but I didn't. So.
Yeah, at least you didn't lose. I mean, I had a bully in middle school, and she was a big, scary lesbian. And I never fought that girl. I was scared of lesbians for years after that. Not just lesbians, the butch ones. I was terrified of them. She would stay punking the hell out of me. And I was so scared of her because she was just like, okay. So
now, that's why now you fight a stud.
Yeah, now I will, because I've got to get my vengeance. No, I'm just kidding. But she was just ugly and big as hell and dressed like a boy and had acne. And I remember her name too, but I'm not going to say it because I don't know. I think she's not alive no more. But I don't know, though, for a fact. I think I heard that. I don't know, but she used to pick on me every single day. Mm-hmm. And she had a little passenger stud that was also would pick on me. a little sidekick dyke. No, I'm just kidding. I swear to God, I'm not joking. And she would pick on me too. And I remember when we went to ninth grade, I was walking down the street, and this is like one of the first, I think this was the first day of ninth grade, and passenger lesbian, I seen her, and she had a soda and threw the soda at me and like drenched the soda on me. And I didn't do anything. I just was like, all right, whatever, bitch. And then I became successful. And the bitch was like, I'm sorry how I treated you. And I get so many people.
See, don't be mean to where you have to apologize. I live by that. I honestly do. Don't do things that you're going to have to apologize for eventually.
And that's what's crazy, because like a lot of people think that I'm just like some evil bully because of Bad Girls Club. But I'm literally not a bully. I did some fucked up bully shit in a moment of being blacked out drunk that I will forever regret. But like, people don't understand. Like, I literally was picked on all of middle school and probably a little bit into high school. And that makes me feel so sad. It just made me feel so sad that people look at me as a bully, because like, I'm really not. I literally was just like, I just did some stupid shit, whatever. But I've always stuck up for the little guy because I was once them. I was once one of them.
No, remember that fight I always talk about? That one fight I got beat up in in sixth grade?
No.
She drag me, and really? I've never
she dragged me.
Okay, so this is the story. So literally, I don't know if I've told it on here before, but I was in sixth grade. She got held back three times, so she was supposed to be in like ninth grade.
Was she 21?
Yeah, so she was grown. She was literally like damn near grown. And I swear to you, I do not remember. I've just been me all my life, been like this all my life. So I've never done anything to anybody. I've never, you know what I'm saying? I was the type that was cool with like the nerds, like the football. Yeah. Like, I was cool with everybody. Like, I really was. So literally, I'll never forget, in sixth grade, I was in class, and you know how sometimes they let out class or some classes early, and then I had the teacher who was just like, no, y'all not gonna stay to the bill. Y'all gonna stay to the bill here. Mm-hmm. She literally, the girl was like, I'm gonna beat your ass today.
For what?
I have
She's like, you no know, you play too damn much. Yeah, probably what it was.
I don't know what it was. And I was just like, for what?
Why?
And I will never forget leaving out of that school, leaving out of, because it was the last period in sixth grade. And like all the buses are right there. And there's like a little circle area where like you get in to go all the buses. So literally the whole little middle school is around in the circle in the middle. And it's like, fight, 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 fight. So I'm like this.
Girl.
I'm keeping up. I'm keeping up with the fighting part. Mm-hmm. So I had long, beautiful, luscious hair. And it was in like a braid. That's probably why she was mad. Mm-hmm. The bitch had literally this much fucking hair. That's why she was mad. I can guarantee. But literally, so they're like, the principal coming. So I literally, I'm like, up, let me stop, mid-fight. So I start to like go away. And like I'm about to run away. She grabbed my braid.
Oh my God.
Did like that.
Y'all did ever, she Matilda swing
y'all
you?
Y'all ever seen Matilda?
Did she Matilda swing you? No. No, bro. You got Matilda
swing?
She did
swing? Like this. I was like, ah!
Oh my God. Bro, I need to see that on footage. If anybody no, got the video, no, I'm please. Just kidding.
And you know what's the most embarrassing thing? My little knees was all bloody. So I technically, it was wet and wet, but I had lost to comparison because that's the last thing everybody has seen. Oh and my crush, God. Alice Wilford. I'll never forget him. And Kelly didn't know or whatever. She was already on the bus. Mm-hmm. And so I came in with my bloody knees and she was like, girl, what the hell happened to you?
Bro.
And then I seen Alex Wilford. He came on the bus and was like, this is my crush. Mm-hmm. I used to be like, when I would be at the, when I would be at like the, what's it called? The water fountain. And he would be behind me. I would go to tell Kelly. I'd be like, Alex was behind me at the water fountain. You know what I'm saying? I loved her. I was obsessed with him. He came on the bus just to check on me. He was like, you good?
Aww.
I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Look, I didn't even get, he didn't even really get me like yeah, that. Look, with a black guy. No, bro, oh, I have a freaking
the only
story.
Fight I ever lost.
I have a story. I didn't lose this fight, but this is how smart
you
I am.
You better than me?
No, no, I'm sure I've lost fights. Obviously, I've lost a fight before. But anyways, so there was this time I got into with this boy in high school, and he was ugly and annoying, and he was annoying me, and I was arguing with him, and mm-hmm. he was like, I'm going to have my sisters come up here and beat your ass. And keep in mind, his sisters were grown. And I was like, oh my God. Keep in mind, my homegirls are telling me, no, his sisters is crazy, bitch. Yeah. Like, his sisters is crazy. Like, I'm telling you right now, that's the wrong one. And I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I was like, I'm gonna just leave the school a little bit early to avoid these girls who are gonna be here looking for me. Like, they're gonna be grown as hell, whatever.
I have a story to tell.
I probably was like 115 pounds, bro. I walk out of the school, right? And there's these big burly ass girl sisters. And they're like, hey, you know somebody named Kayla? And I said, mm-mm. I kept it pushing, bitch. Bye. The bus came, bitch. I hopped on that motherfucker. I am not getting beat up. Hell nah.
You know what's funny? That the last story where I got beat up, I had told my sisters, obviously. So I have one sister that's 17 years older than me, so she was obviously not around for that. Like, mm-hmm. So the other three, the same, like close to the age as me, who mm-hmm. were supposed, the girl was supposed to be in high school, and she fought me and I'm in sixth grade. Mm-hmm. My three sisters came to the school the next day, literally, and the girl was expelled. I was like, ha ha.
Oh, really?
She got expelled because I was
my
dragged
niece.
Up.
Get her out of here.
I don't know if she was actually expelled. I don't know what happened, but I never seen her like after that.
Yeah.
But literally my three sisters that came to that school and I was just like, yeah, bitch, my sister's going to.
That is so funny.
I was like, my sister's going to beat her ass. I was saying it throughout the whole day.
I'm crying. I only had my aunties come up to the school one time when I was in middle school and it was like during my first fight, but I'd already fought the girl and I didn't really lose. So it was like, whatever.
It was so clutch having sisters back then because I'm like, my sisters would like pick me up, take me to people's
houses.
How
do we get on this topic? Oh, because of the man. Oh, I don't even know. Bro, we be far off the topic. Should we get into any other topics? I feel like we definitely should.
Yeah.
We need to talk about the Drake and Kendrick beef. You know, we haven't even been back since the Drake and Kendrick beef.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it's so old school. Old news, though. That's why.
Yeah, now it's kind of old news.
Like.
Well, what team are you on?
Drake.
I'm on Kendrick. I'm on Kendrick's team.
I don't know the ends of it. I don't know. If he's a pedophile, I'm not on his side. But I don't know the ends of it. I just feel like, you know, I'm always with the person who, like, the world is against low-key to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's just something about me that feels like, what, like, why? You know, I can understand. I don't know. I'm just, no.
Yeah, whatever. I'm definitely on Kendrick's side for sure. What?
Nah, I think Kendrick.
BBL Drizzy.
I'm crying.
Nah, because I really, really be having that stuck in my fucking head. And having a diss beat this beat is crazy. That's hilarious.
I think the culture showed up for Kendrick, which I appreciate. I think that Drake didn't realize how hard the culture would show up for Kendrick.
I know what I want to talk about. Sorry.
What?
I just saw something. Go ahead. Go!
I'm done.
Oh, bro. I don't know how many people watch Love is Blind. Clay?
Oh, Clay.
No, it's too much. It's too much. It's too. Oh, you think he's gay?
Girl, what?
You think Clay is gay?
You don't think Clay gay?
I don't think Clay is gay. Clay. I just think he's toxic.
I'm not going to sexualize or whatever the hell it's called somebody.
I don't know. Calling somebody gay when they're not. I don't know the word. That's just what it is.
It ain't misgender.
There's too many terms.
It's too many. So I don't mean to sexualize him in that category, but yes, I definitely think he's
a little spicy.
He's a little sweet.
I don't think
he's a little sugar in his tongue.
Bro, Clay from Love is Blind, the one who went off and like had the girlfriend, was playing with her and didn't marry her. What was her name again?
AD.
AD, pretty ass, thick, nice body, thick, beautiful, nice, chocolate skin girl.
Yeah.
Played her at the altar. Yeah. And now he is dating, wait for it, Selena Powell.
And if you don't know who Selena Powell is, she is a...
Selena Powell, bruh? Like, that's crazy.
She's known...
She's trifling as...
She's known for prostitution, right?
I mean, who cares about the... She's beyond prostitution.
She's known for exposing men as well. She's known for exposing men. She's known for, like, just being dusty as hell. She's known for going after men that are married. She's known after, like, just being dirty.
I remember one time when I was dating one of my exes who plays basketball. And at the time, he played for Denver. And I guess she's from Denver or something. And me and him were out on a little bowling date. And he had, like, posted me or something on Snapchat. And she was like, ew, you date that bitch winner. And something, something, something to him. Let me come suck your dick. Some shit like that, right? And I found out.
Trifling.
Like, that type of girl. Like, trifling as hell. Yeah. And then years later, remember when she was doing the little thing on No Jumper? And she was like, will you come be on the No Jumper thing? And I was like, no.
Absolutely not.
She probably thinks I didn't even know about that. Girl, you're a weirdo.
To even be categorized with somebody of that type of stature who does not mind looking that way in public is insane to me. Absolutely not.
Bro.
Absolutely not.
Bro. Another boy who I dated had her in a hot tub sucking dick on Twitter.
What surprises me is that men still be like, that men will still deal with women like that.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't understand that type of dealing.
Clay mama is rolling in her bed because she ain't dead, but she rolling in her bed because that is so damn trifling. Sorry. She dated academics.
Girl, that girl is a mustache for him because this the next rollout he about to have.
A mustache? You mean a beard?
Oh, same thing.
That's his beard.
Beard because honestly, at the end of the day, you can't go from AD, a nice, classy woman. And he really kind of was like, I seen on the podcast, he was insinuating that AD didn't have her shit together because she had a man paying for her life.
Okay, what? Okay, so what? She got a if she got a sugar daddy, who cares? Yeah. She has a sugar daddy.
He
like,
he couldn't amount to that. He couldn't add
right,
up
he
to
couldn't have
daddy,
his own sugar daddy. Oh, my God. That's all it is.
Literally.
So before we finish out this episode, we just want to do the advice for you guys. We haven't been able to do it for so long now, so I'm excited to see what they're talking about. Right. Hey, girls, I hope you read my question for advice. I rewatch every episode every morning, and every time you guys teach me something new on how to be a better woman. What do you suggest for someone having a difficult time letting go of a past relationship? I've remained no contact for 2 months now, but he continuously makes new account, new emails just to breadcrumb me. He openly has a new girlfriend, yet continues to try to get a reply from me, and I'm strong enough to remain no contact, but can't seem to leave it all behind. I've tried dating, but I get icked out by this generation of men. I'm struggling finding peace and being a better woman. So, wow, that is a good one. But I mean, I think that the only way that you can move on is to, you know, find the self-respect within yourself to keep staying no contact and just, you know what you deserve. If he's in a whole open relationship with somebody else, like,
you dodged a bullet.
Yeah, you dodged a bullet because clearly he's a cheater and he's over here trying to get back with you. You don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree. Honestly, no contact is the best thing. And I feel like out of sight, out of mind. It sucks because he keeps making pages. I had a guy who did that. I remember one time he made an Instagram and was like, 123 Baby Shy, please forgive me. That was like the Instagram handle name. And like, so I could under, like, I get that. And it is like overwhelming. And then you reach this certain point when it stops happening, you have like this little like urge of sadness. Right. It's very weird, but like I've been there and I understand it. But the best thing to do, like Winter said, is like no contact for sure. No contact, keep it pushing, focus on you and do things that are beneficial for you. You know and, what I'm saying?
Yeah. Also, I would snitch on him. That might make him stop. I would.
That's putting yourself into some shit that you don't have to be put into. Like, that's a whole new can of worms that you can open up. So I don't think I would go that route. Yeah. If it becomes, like, to a point of harassment, then maybe. But, like, right now, like, I wouldn't go that far.
I've done that before. Mm-hmm. Because I was, like, the guy would not keep leaving me alone. Yeah. And I knew he had a new girl. And I was like, I'm just going to snitch on you so you stop. And I snitched.
He stopped?
Yeah, he stopped.
So... Mm-hmm. You never know. Hmm. See what works for you.
But yeah.
We love you. I've loved this episode.
Me too. It was funny. I love you guys so much. We missed you.
I know. So much. Love you. Tune in next week. Bye.